currently I'm the Metro executive for AECOM, and AECOM obviously is a large architectural and engineering company. And I like to think what I'm only doing is the other side of what I used to do when I was in government, which is how do you build infrastructure, whether it's water, wastewater, transportation, economic development projects, how do you build that infrastructure? Now I'm working for a company that helps government do that. You know, we design them, we engineer them, we figure out how you can, in some cases, price them. We actually own a construction company that can help build them. So I feel as if I'm somewhat towards the end of my career, that all I'm doing in the private sector is trying to help the public sector get done what I used to do when I was working for the Port Authority or when I was Bloomberg's environmental commissioner at DEP. I think the reason why I'm optimistic, people always ask me that question, and the answer I like to give is, regardless of one's faith, that the rigor and the accountability of why you believe what you believe in should be the most serious thing you decide to undertake. And I guess that to me makes me optimistic, because if people think hard and think realistically and are clear on why they think the way things should be, we can make progress. It's when we get lost with false slogans, when we get lost with, you know, misapplied analogies, those are the things that stand in the way of people, I think, making good decisions in their own economic self-interest on a democratic way to help build better cities. To me, the number one challenge, though, is fundamentally that we need a new model for funding. We need a way to think about how do you take wealth out of the economy and apply it to the things we really need. We're still stuck in pricing models, taxation, tolls that are very much, you know, post-World War II and are not yet really the 21st century. And I think we need to see a wave of creativity in terms of technology helping us pull money out of the economy the way tolls used to. But tolls have now reached the end of their useful life. You probably can't raise tolls in the New York, New Jersey region any further. The public just won't put up with it. So we have to find more creative ways. And I think if people are honest, you can do that. And I think technology gives us an opportunity to answer that question.